The House of Representatives is preparing to vote today on a resolution that targets Attorney General William Barr and former White House counsel Don McGahn. This vote is going forward even though the Department of Justice has agreed to share some key documents from the Mueller investigation with Congress. The documents it's agreeing to share relate to the special counsel's examination of obstruction of justice. NPR Justice correspondent Ryan Lucas is here to help us understand all of this. Hi, Ryan.
Hi there.
So the House at one point planned to vote to hold William Barr and Don McGahn in contempt of Congress, but that was averted apparently with this deal yesterday. What exactly did they agree to?
Well, there's, if you recall, been this long running back and forth between the House Judiciary Committee, which is controlled by the Democrats, of course, and the Justice Department over the Mueller report underlying materials that investigators used to draw conclusions. Democrats want to see that material. What the Justice Department agreed to do yesterday is to provide the House Judiciary Committee with some of those materials, particularly those related to the allegations of obstruction of justice. Now, we don't know specifically what the Justice Department has agreed to give them. We don't know what all that entails. What the House Judiciary has asked for relates to FBI witness interviews, some memos and letters that were written by White House aides. But at this point in time, neither the House Judiciary nor the Justice Department is specifying what specifically, what exactly the Justice Department is agreeing to hand over.
And do we know, Ryan, yet if any documents have indeed been handed over?
Well, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler, said yesterday that the committee would begin to get access as soon as, well, Monday, as soon as yesterday. We don't know at this point whether they have indeed, but this is going to be something that's going to take some time. But again, there are a lot of details that we would like to have at this point in time that just people are not quite opening up yet.
So it sounds like there has been some movement, but apparently not enough to satisfy the House Judiciary Committee completely. What else do members want?
Well, as I said, they want access to as much material as they can get. And the reason that they say that this is necessary, Democrats say that this is necessary, is they say that this is material that they need to understand fully what investigators turned up in the course of their 2 year or so investigation into these allegations of, Russia's, well, not allegations at this point, but into Russian interference in the 2016 election. So this material, they say, is critical for them to conduct their constitutional duties and really conduct the oversight and figure out what they want to do about these allegations against the president.
Ryan, yesterday the committee invited former Watergate whistleblower John Dean to offer his own opinion about whether the president obstructed justice. Why are they asking Dean for his opinion? What's the purpose?
Well, remember, Democrats have wanted to keep the Mueller report and the allegations in there in the public's eye. But what they've really struggled to do is get any of the big names up onto Capitol Hill in for public hearings. Remember, they wanted Barr to come up. There was back and forth about that. The person that they really want to see come up and testify, of course, is Special Counsel Robert Mueller himself. Mueller so far has not been able to be kind of coaxed out of his cocoon. He made clear in comments last week or 2 weeks ago that he does not want to testify publicly. He says what he wants to speak for itself is the report. What he has to say is what's in the report, and that should stand. With Democrats struggling to get big names up on the Hill, they've had to turn to people like John Dean.
And Mueller apparently wishing that everybody would read the report, which apparently is not the case as of now then.
No, it is 448 pages. It is a big ask, but there's a lot of important stuff in there.
So the deal has averted a full contempt of Congress vote, but the House is voting on the civil contempt resolution today. Why is that?
Well, as Chairman Nadler said, they want to be able to go to court and get the court to enforce their subpoenas against both Barr and former White House counsel Don McGahn. They want to have this in their back pocket. He says that, DOJ says that they're going to provide these materials, but we will see whether they actually live up to the deal. And if they don't, we can then go to court, get the courts to enforce these subpoenas. So we don't want to, eliminate this now. Let's keep the pressure on and keep this this card in our back pocket.
NPR Justice correspondent Ryan Lucas. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you.